Are you ready to explore living life with greater ease, more joy, and doing what you love to do? Imagine That Coaching can help you discover possibilities, direct connect you to your personal passions. Visit www.dianesturner.com or call 847-824-6949. Imagine That Coaching, connecting person to passion. 847-824-6949. Toll free, 866-398-8877.
Well, happy Thanksgiving week again to everyone here. Thanks for tuning in. Our second hour on Circles of Change. Always a pleasure to welcome my broadcast partner who lives between Tucson and Chicago area, Diane Turner from Imagine That Coaching. How are you this morning?
I am well, Zara. Thank you. It's so nice to be here.
You bet. Well, the season of gratitude couldn't be anything more appropriate for the type of work that you do.
Yes.
In helping couples and individuals and groups really think about possibilities beyond that which they've experienced to date.
It is.
And moving forward, isn't it?
Right. And being that it's the week before Thanksgiving, it seems like a very timely topic to be bringing up today.
That's right. And your journey with us, of course, has been now over a year.
Yes.
So we're continuing to have that fun. You've got a book in the hopper that's coming up called Heart Wisdom.
Yes, soon to be coming out. I'm just so excited about it. You know, I've been reading some things that authors put out about their first book, and they said, if you still like it, you're really in good shape. So after reading it this many times, I still like it. So
well,
I think it's good.
And in which case, I would tell you, stop reading all that stuff. Now you need to just step back and let it happen.
I know,
right? Because otherwise you're adding more voices to your internal board of directors.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
So a lot to be grateful for. Well, your thoughts of today, you wanted to take us in to probably a broader thought about gratitude than some people think of it.
Well, we started the show today with Bruce Frankel talking about gratitude and service.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm taking a little bit of a different tack because I really wanted to talk about the energy of gratitude and the experience of gratitude. So what happens within us when we position ourselves to a place where we can actually pause and reflect on our life, our situation, what's right in front of us, where we've come from, and really move ourselves into a place of appreciation and gratitude. So it really does come with that sense of reflection and pause. And I think that's what happens sometimes at this time of year. We have this Thanksgiving holiday, which most of us don't work on Thanksgiving. There are people who do, and perhaps they have gratitude that they actually have work at this time. And so it does give us an opportunity, though, to reflect and to pause and to really look at our lives and our situations and choose gratitude, choose the experience of gratitude rather than choosing the experience of struggle.
And so the experience of gratitude, what does that look like, feel like?
Well, I think for a lot of us, it feels calm. It feels full. It feels connected.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually have the experience of connecting to our lives and the people in our lives in a different way. It takes us out of the day-to-day busyness that we're used to. It takes us out of our usual routine and creates an opportunity for us to, again, step back and pause. And many of us have practice pausing in our life on a day-to-day basis. Those of us who meditate or who do conscious breathing or have a practice of yoga or some other kind of exercise
or just listen to alternative music when you're driving somewhere.
Exactly. Something where we actually are committed to stepping back and taking a pause. So gratitude is a practice, and thinking about this being a time of year where we are stimulated to be grateful, it isn't just something that we decide in our heads. It's really something that we decide with the whole of who we are. So it's a heart practice as much as it is a head practice.
Although I have a feeling there are people that have got us tuned in, whether they're on their way to go shopping or get in line at the grocery store, or they can be able to get the cranberries they really like, that it's not feeling like a time right now, Diane, to pause. It's like to speed up. In fact, I tuned into a webinar this week with a guest we had last week, Lisa Herrick,
yes,
calls herself Miss Simplicity.
Okay.
Priceless. And it was all about how to maintain your holiday sanity.
Yes.
And she was structuring up all these project management type things,
mm-hmm,
I would call from my own technical management background, to manage your days successfully through the Thanksgiving and end of your holiday season, however it is you study it. So I don't recall her ever saying, and take pause. So this is a nice additional icing on that cake.
Well, it is about thinking about those things we don't have control over, like how long the line at the grocery store
That's
is
true.
Or how quickly the cashier enters everything into the cash register. But it is about balance to a large degree. So it isn't about abandoning the tasks that we have at hand. And yet what happens when we pause is that it forces us to take a breath. And so when we're stressed about getting something done or making sure we get through our list and checking everything off, and believe me, I've got a list in my head very long because I'm going to be going back to Chicago for Thanksgiving. So I know I'm going to be hitting the ground running myself. Mm-hmm. It gives us an opportunity to really say, okay, so today's the only day that I have. I don't really have what came before this or what's coming. All I can really be in charge of is my experience of today. And so adopting that position of gratitude, that perspective of gratitude, allows us to be present to all that we have, which is this moment, and to balance out the responsibilities, the pressure that we feel to get things done, especially projects at work before the Thanksgiving holiday, to make sure that we've got our table set or that we've got everything we need to cook, and to really step back and say, oh my goodness, well, look at all this abundance in front of me, or look mm-hmm. at, or it's also an opportunity to look at the contrast. So sometimes we look at our life and we go, well, what the heck do I have to be grateful for this year? Mm-hmm. You know, I'm out of work, or I'm really strapped for cash, or there's been illness in my family, or if I live on the East Coast, maybe my car was floating downstream right. with the floods. There are so many times that we are challenged to reflect on not just the things that we have in our lives, but the things that actually we've lost or that have been taken from us. And it's a choice then, excuse me, it's a choice. Where do we want to put our attention? Where do we want to put our focus?
Mm-hmm. So the idea, again, experiencing gratitude, particularly, I think, in a holiday season when you've got all this other fracas going on around you. I mean, as you were speaking just now, I had these visions. It takes me back to 2 days before my wedding and, of course, rushing around doing everything that we did. And I'm on the way to pick up my mother at White Plains Airport in Connecticut, New York border, and I get a flat tire on a major thoroughfare.
Oh my goodness.
And you know, and you're sitting here thinking, oh my God. And all I had to do was step back, and I started laughing because I said, this was the greatest gift, you know, the man upstairs could give me, because
right.
it took me out of all the frenetic things. I had to take a deep breath. Wouldn't you know, a state trooper pulled up right behind me.
Exactly.
Which couldn't have been more fortuitous, because this is not an ideal place from a personal safety standpoint to get a flat tire. Because lo and behold, I would be the engineer. I wasn't going to call anybody for help. I was already starting to do what I needed to do there to pick up my mother from the airport. So at any rate, I think that taking pause in that case, that
right.
was something, a gift that was delivered to me to make me stay back and reflect. And it shifted my whole mindset then for the next 3 days that could have otherwise just bowled me right over.
Well, that's right. And so that's what I mean when I say gratitude is a choice. So
yeah.
you could have gone into struggle and panic and, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? And now what?
And of all the people to have late at the airport, my mom.
Exactly.
No,
exactly. On a crazy time of
sure.
year, a very busy time of year. And it's not that those things aren't important. However, we actually have a choice about how we respond to the situation at hand. And what I'm suggesting is that take this time of year to begin to create a practice of gratitude for yourself. So it's not just one day a year.
Right.
And it's not just when you're in crisis or when you're in struggle. It really could be something that you practice every day. And there have been people who've written about this years ago. Sarah Bond Breathnock, I think, is her name.
She's been on the show, in fact. Yeah.
She created this book called A Gratitude Journal, where she had an entry every day and then encouraged people who read it to write about what they were grateful for. And it became a whole movement for people. She was promoted by Oprah at the time. I think she became very famous. And it promoted a whole movement of people thinking about gratitude, and not just thinking about it, but actually practicing
and experiencing
it.
That's exactly right.
So it's not just thinking about gratitude, what am I grateful for, as a thinking thing. It's really feeling and sensing and experiencing the things in your life or the people in your life who are gifts to you, the magic in your life and the discovery of, wow, who would have ever thought that my life would look like this? I know I have that all the time when I reflect on my life, and even just starting with the book. Who knew that 2 years ago I would have started writing a book and now it's just getting ready to be published? I never could have imagined that. And so I have great gratitude for being in a position of having the time and having the resources and having the encouragement and support and the courage to actually move forward in that way. And so taking a step back and looking at all of the factors of one's life and the relationships that we've attracted and the opportunities that we've attracted, and then moving forward with the energy of gratitude. It's a very powerful vibration. If you think about words having vibration, it's a very powerful vibration. So when you come in your life, when you meet somebody who has this generosity about them and has this calm and ease and groundedness, I'd be willing to bet that that's a person who experiences gratitude on a regular basis and expresses it.
So that's the other key, though. So it's one thing to experience it, but now to go express it.
Right.
And I would say I can recall an instance where I was working with coaching a senior executive, and I gave him the feedback, you know, that, Joe, one thing I hear from your organization is you don't say thank you enough.
Yes.
You aren't out there really just reassuring people in very simple ways. It isn't that you aren't generous when it comes time for bonuses or merit increases or company parties or whatever, but people feel that they don't feel that sense of thankfulness from you. And his response was, well, I'm concerned I won't be genuine, that it won't come off, that it'll come off right. More manipulative and superficial.
Interesting.
And so I remember we talked through that, and sure enough, he started relating to stories when he was very young of not being thanked for things himself, mm-hmm. So he didn't know how to gift that back to others.
Right.
So maybe you can share some thoughts of how people who perhaps have not come from beliefs or values, a family environment, work situation where people said thank you.
Yes.
And that holds them back from being able to convey that to others. It's this expressing it part.
Well, and it's interesting because in order to really authentically express gratitude, you have to experience it first. So when you're in this place of finding something that you feel grateful for, whether it's every day you wake up and you turn on the faucet and you can get cold and hot water, or you get the lights on and your car turns on and when you put the key in the first time, or whatever the small details are for your life that actually create ease in your life and create the different possibilities for you to move through your day with greater ease, that's the point where you want to take a moment and really just feel that inside of you and really breathe that in. Now, for a lot of people, this is a very foreign concept.
In fact, it's like she's lost her record.
Right, exactly. So just the idea of, wow, what do you mean breathe it in? So that's kind of a strange concept. But when you look at something that brings you joy or connects you to some part of yourself, some pleasure inside of you, some sense of appreciating who you are and the gifts that you have to offer, you can then move from that position to offer that to someone else. So maybe what you're thanking them for is something that they think is very trivial, but for you, it makes your life easier, or it's something that you notice about them that makes you smile or that makes you happy or makes you laugh. And no one's ever really noticed that in themselves or been willing to acknowledge it out loud. So as you connect to that within yourself, you offer yourself and all that you bring to the table to a situation or to another person. So it isn't an empty thank you. It really is coming from a place deep within you. Now, I would also say that there are situations in the workplace and sometimes in our family life or in our relationships where we want to notice that the way a person is teaching us something about ourselves that we need to learn. So sometimes that's not always comfortable. Sometimes that can provide us with struggle. And it is about acknowledging that within ourselves and then actually expressing some sense of gratitude for the lesson. Because in the awareness of that, becomes more possibility and becomes the opportunity to then use that and move forward and change something in your life. So maybe it's that you have a supervisor who's really a micromanager and it drives you crazy. And you also know that sometimes it can be helped by focusing or by being organized in a different way. So I'm not suggesting that you in any way be snippy with your supervisor or whatever and say, well, just I want to thank you for all this that you're giving me. But it is about acknowledging that sometimes we get these hidden gifts when people present us with things. And so you can also experience a sense of gratitude relative to that learning. So is that making sense to you?
It makes sense to me,
yeah.
Because you picked one of the best examples of indeed working for someone who micromanages,
right.
Which I immediately my walls just went up, and I see those five people that used to do it to me, et cetera,
yes,
et cetera.
Yes.
But I think what you're saying is exactly how I helped this one client of mine, is that really what it came down to the core is he didn't know how to thank himself,
yes,
for the things that he had been gifted with. And so how could he then transpose that? And he had such high expectations for himself that he didn't know how to dial some of that back.
Exactly.
Which can be that other trip.
Exactly.
So the idea of perhaps a practice you might recommend to our listeners around the Thanksgiving Day, the day itself, that might help.
Well, if you're fortunate enough to be with family or close friends,
right.
You can imagine yourself sitting around the table and actually taking a moment before you dig in, and whether prayer is your thing or not, just standing back or sitting back and really feeling the abundance of what's in front of you and experiencing the abundance of what's in front of you, and then actually having the courage to speak it out loud, whether it's a thank you for the meal or to your hostess.
Or who traveled the most.
Right. And if there are people there who cannot be there, arranging a time to maybe speak to them before you sit down to the meal, or with technology being the way it is, setting up a laptop on your table and dialing up that person and actually including them in the process of Thanksgiving and noticing that they're not there, and yet really being inclusive of them in that process in that table.
And what you find out for many of us who are in charge of hosting those events is our greatest sense of gratitude is the picture there on the table before we all dig in.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
It's sort of like the culmination of so many things, that people got there safely, that the music's right,
yes,
or different, and that the dog is not jumping up and down at the side of the table, whatever, that it brings you that sense of togetherness from a whole host of things that are together there.
Yes, and it is. I've been at tables, and I've also had this at my own table, where we actually go around and invite people to express a sense of gratitude, mm-hmm, for whatever it is that is going on in their life at the time. And I know for myself, being often the hostess and or cook, sometimes it's really important to take that very purposeful breath, mm-hmm, as you sit down, before you check in and make sure everything's okay, and have you left something in the oven or the refrigerator, right, or whatever, and just really be in appreciation of yourself for providing this kind of opportunity for the people that you care about to be together.
Well, particularly for our listeners who have small children, because usually what happens is is that, and this is my brothers and I have this exchange because we all have kids about the same age, and there were years that we'd all exchange a phone call at the same time, and all the call would say would be 6 minutes, 32 seconds. No. Mine was 5 minutes, 39 seconds. In other words, how long did the kids come, eat their meal,
sit
and
down,
evaporate?
Right, exactly.
You know, and you're thinking, all that effort,
those
homemade recipes from all of it. It's there and done. And they said,
right,
well, okay. And so now we're into measurements, you know, 30 minutes, 35. And of course, the kids and the nieces and nephews don't know this phone call is exchanged.
Right, right.
So as now our kids are all in college, it's, you know, gee, I'm ready to clean up and they're still sitting there. What's going on here?
Yes.
So
yes,
that transition point is a lovely thing. You know, the other piece I just mentioned is this whole idea of giving thanks in the form of a grace before a meal,
yes,
and Thanksgiving. You know, shift this to the work world, and that would be how many of us, before we start a major project or something that we're going to confront, that we don't take the time and pause and actually experience the success,
yes,
or the Thanksgiving before we even get into the situation.
That's
and
a great
that
example.
If we did that,
yes,
that, and really felt in ourselves how much more open-minded we would be stepping into it, whether that be a negotiation or a team meeting or something you have to resolve. If you already can envision the success and be thankful for it before you get there. I mean, that's for those of our cooks that are getting ready.
Yes.
We already have it all in our mind, the success of getting everything to come out of the oven and the kitchen and da-da-da-da on time. And, oh, you know, if we missed a few, okay, we'll forgive ourselves.
That's right. Well, having never been in a locker room before a big sporting event, I hear that there is actually some of that that goes on where the team comes together.
Absolutely.
And they envision their success and they envision what's going to happen, what they like to happen on the field. And it's a way of building connection with each other and connection to whatever the task is at hand. And that's where gratitude really is helpful. It's a way to connect. It's a way to engage. It's a way to bring people together and to connect to something deep within yourself. So the greatest practice that you can offer to yourself is every day allow yourself to experience the gratitude of just waking up in the morning as if it was both your first day and your last day. There's a great video now that has been going around on both Facebook and on YouTube, and I just wanted to mention to the listeners, it's by Louis Schwartzberg, L-O-U-I-E, Schwartzberg, S-C-H-W-A-R-T-Z-B-E-R-G. You can get it on YouTube. It was presented at a TEDx talk in San Francisco, very well received, and it's all about gratitude, and it's a lovely piece, very worth watching at this point.
Very good. Well, that's a nice trick and tip for our people to leverage technology in the next way. Diane, how can people get a hold of you and find out more about the wonderful things that you do?
They can check me out at www.dianesturner.com or call me and leave me a message at 866-398-8877. Email is imaginethatcoaching@gmail.com. It's always a pleasure to be with you, Laura.
Absolutely.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy as a Thanksgiving, and travel safe to the Chicago.
I will.
And I'm certain everything will come out of sequence at the right time, even though you've got a day to plan it.
That's right. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thanks for joining us.
Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it.